Hey guys, before I get to my final reflection here, I just want to take one last moment to thank you for what you've given me and the group in terms of leadership and ideas and all of that good stuff. So thank you. I think what has this class given me in terms of leadership, I'll start and end with this. It reinvigorated a sense of pride in me and passion. And I know that passion in anything you do in life leads to your mission and your vision and your culture. And it's given me the need to lead. I've taken 3 classes now. I'm about halfway done. And the first class I had with Larry Myra last summer really inspired me and got me thinking about education differently and different options and avenues I may want to pursue. And this class also did. My previous class was okay, but it was a little bit different, a little more traditional. But when you talk about passion, what keeps you going and thinking and your gears grinding, the other night I was watching the Pacers and Cavs on my couch when LeBron hit that game-winning shot, but I probably sat there a couple hours just thinking about all these different principal ideas and things I would do if I was a school leader, and I have this class to thank for that. We talked about a lot of things when it came to culture, about being honest and open and transparent, and talking about being authentic and intentional. I think really if you're a good teacher, that's what you try and do with your students in your classroom, or if you're leading an athletic team, what you try to do with your players and team. Now, obviously, leading the staff's a little bit different because you're in charge of a group of adults, but I think the more honest and open and transparent you are, and the more you can model, like Jimmy mentioned multiple times in his Google Hangout, in his Culturized book, the better off you will be. So just, you know, building culture, there's a lot of things we talked about and shared. You know, I have lunch bunches with my students, just having one-on-one conversations. The things we do here by passing out Go Crickets gear, personal day giveaways, all of that stuff to just build a culture in a building and in a school. And that has given me lots of ideas that I hope I can carry with me in the future. Another thing, Joe, I want to thank you for when you first started here was just exposing me and all of us to different digital learning tools. I'm by no means an expert, but I feel pretty comfortable when it comes to Google Hangouts, Voxer, Twitter, using Audio Boom, things like that, and the stuff I've used with my students. And I was once part of a really small Twitter chat before, but the Twitter chat we were part of with the Lead Like a Pirate was a little bit intense, but it was good. But it felt good to give back. Some of my neighbors in class had some questions, and it was good to help them out. Just like, you know, I've been able to help my students out, but it feels good to help a group of adults out, and I think that will help me moving forward being a school leader. The Google Hangouts, obviously, I remember getting back to Jimmy Casas, and, you know, really what stuck with me was when he was talking about modeling, and if you don't call certain things out, it actually hurts culture. And when we've modeled and things don't work yet, having, you know, one-on-one side conversations or putting a plan in place, that really stuck with me because some of those things I'm sure are tough to deal with. Thomas Murray talked about everything being student-centered a lot, which obviously makes sense. But even as simple as things coming to seating, whether you have expensive furniture or not. In our shared doc, I did go through some of the articles or links there, and it just made me think back to, Joe, when you were principal here and you put the e-blast together. I did appreciate looking at some of those professional development documents, and that's something I'd like to carry with me, you know, whether I'd call it elementary school e-news or whatever it may be, but that kind of resonated with me. Also, I thought back to, I don't know if it was my 3 or my 5 goals you had us put together, but being a school leader, I'd like people to come up with an individual goal, whether it deals with teaching in their career or not, or just a personal goal, coming up maybe with a grade level or unit goal like K2, 3, 5, and then coming up with a building goal, like if I was in charge of an elementary school, a goal that would maybe tie in with our PLCs or tie in with the mission and vision of the entire district. We also talked about the importance of networking and how important it is to build your group, build your tribe. Jimmy had a quote, your vibe brings in your tribe or something like that. And that's so true with the people you surround yourself with. Talking about professional development and how adults need, just like students need ownership in that, whether it's Ed Camp style, whatever it may be. And talking about staff meetings, I've been around leaders that we've had multiple ones a month, some one every couple months. And I think just being in education and the business a while, you know, starting out, I'd maybe hold staff meetings somewhere, the amount, the number in between that. But just the importance of when you're getting together, that it has to be important because it does cost a lot of money bringing a group of people together like that when you're talking about salaries and things such as that. One thing I've really thought about, in addition to having difficult or courageous conversations, is the ability to step back and allow adults in your group to take ownership, where you can be a problem solver, but you don't want to be a fixer. You don't want to fix everything. You can facilitate, maybe give some creative solutions, but they need to own the process to make it theirs. And I really do believe that even when things are tough, if there's a will, there's a way. And that's the biggest thing I'd like to shed on situations, is giving and providing positive light to any situation, especially if it's tough. We talked about, you know, Brad mentioned the power of the group or the room, and just that's where leadership has maybe changed. It's more of shared leadership, which we talked about in some of my early classes at Viterbo. Another thing I've thought about, aside from letting adults take more ownership and stepping back even when you know the answer, is that there's different ways to lead. Some people like being at the forefront, some behind the scenes, and I've thought about my own journey and process with that, and I've probably felt more comfortable over time leading. It was probably maybe a simple thing, but a handful of years ago when we adopted the reading curriculum, how I kind of stepped to the forefront with that. Also, dealing with what I would call vipers, probably work with some. They're really great leaders and educators and people, but how they can have powerful personalities, and you don't want to squelch that for their sake, but you also don't want them to squelch things for the rest of the group. We talked about the importance of, you know, looking at master schedules, budgets, soft skills or life skills, where people's personalities, their fits, their attitude, their work ethic and effort are important when looking at the hiring process. The importance of having one-on-ones, and that's a lot what I do with my students, even in fourth grade, or my players in basketball. This day and age, you always have to look at school safety, but especially now with some of the people around me. I had heard of Alice before, but just talking about that and learning about that a little bit more, and a couple teachers shared a picture book with me that they use with some of their fourth graders and elementary students when talking about school safety. But more than anything, this class really gave me the confidence. I think sometimes we're really hard on ourselves, or sometimes maybe we think more of ourselves than other people think. But this class gave me the confidence knowing that I can move ahead and move forward being a school leader. And I would like to be a lead learner of a school, whether it's making connections, helping out with reading, writing, technology, whatever it may be. I also think I could use my special ed background to help people out, because I love champion for those so-called hard or tough kids. But again, I think being a leader has always been in my blood, whether I was a pitcher when I was younger, a quarterback, a point guard, whatever it may be, and now being a teacher and a coach. I'm happy and love what I do, but I know the next step for me in my educational career is that there's probably other opportunities and challenges out there, whether it's teaching and coaching and being a school leader. So again, thanks for everything in this class, but more than anything, I would say this class reinvigorated my pride and passion and has given me that focus that I have the need to lead and want to do that. So thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.